remarkably clumsy burglar. The footsteps had followed him down that quiet road and never those of a patrolling policeman. No, 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 they must belong to Jack the Ripper or Sam the Strangler. Probably both. The natural leader of this unhappy band of apprehensive brothers is Chief Petty Officer Pertwee. Anything he doesn't already know about or understand is a dead cert to be stuffed full of utter doom and disaster.
Mr. Boyce! Mr. Murray!
Mm-hmm. What? Come in.
Mr. Murray, sir.
Yes, Chief.
It's 0630, sir, and it's horrible. It's been an electrical, sir. The arbor's empty.
Really? I expect someone's pulled the plug out.
No, look, you don't understand, sir. You don't understand what I mean is there are no ships.
Well, of course, you can't expect to find ships in the harbour that's got no water in it. Good
night. Mr. Murray, sir, will you please wake up, please?
Yeah, probably about 8 when Johnson brings my tea.
Oh, blimey. Look, sir, will you bung your towels or little sleepy bumps out of your porthole and tell me what you can see?
Hmm? Oh, all right.
Well, sir? Well, sir? Paul's told me he's gone off to kip again with his head hanging up in the porthole. Oi, Dozy, come back in.
Hmm? Oh, me, you are, Chief. I thought you'd gone.
I haven't gone, so you have. Look, tell me, just before you nodded off, what did you notice about the harbour?
Hmm? Oh, you were wrong. There is some water there.
And
it's 6:30 and a fine morning. All's well and good night.
Isn't it flaming marvellous, isn't it? He's gone off again. All right, Sleeping Beauty. Prince Charming will now resort to low cunning. Wakey, wakey. Tea up, rise and shine. Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning, Johnson.
Not Johnson, sir. CPO Pertwee.
I don't give a damn who it is. Where's my tea?
Well, that'll be along in about an hour and a half, sir. The kettle's taken a long time to boil.
Oh, fair enough. Anything to report?
At last. Yes, sir, there is. Trout Bridge has been abandoned. Everybody else is gone. There ain't a bit of fruit in the harbour, sir.
But that's ridiculous. They were all there last night. They can't have just steamed off. I mean, the noise would have woken me up.
No comment.
Right. Still, there must be some explanation for half the home fleet to get immediate sailing orders.
Yes, sir, there must. And Pertwee's got one. And you're not going to like it. Not one tiny, tiny bit you're not going to like it. Not at all, sir. And I don't like it either. In fact, I don't like it even more than you, Dave. And you haven't even heard it yet.
Good. In that case, I won't bother to. All I hope is that Commander Bell didn't get sailing orders for us and forget to pass them on.
If he did, and he has, sir, I, for one, am highly delighted. Because if my theory's right, where all the others have sailed to is not going to be Canice. Not Canice at all. Not Canice at all. Not at all Canice, it's Canice.
Well, I still don't want to canoe. Oh, well, on alert, Mr. Phillips. I'll see you both on the bridge in 5 minutes.
Oh, hello, sir.
Jolly nice morning, isn't it?
No, it is not, Mr. Phillips. You should have been up here in 5 minutes, nearly an hour ago. Yes, I'm sorry about that. I was waiting for Johnson to bring my morning tea.
Mr. Phillips, in case you hadn't noticed, you were called at 6:30. It's only 7:30 now.
So what's that got to do with it? I mean, if he can do it one morning, surely he can do it every...
6:30? What am I doing up at 6:30? That means I've lost an hour and a half beauty sleep.
I'm going to look terrible by tea time.
You look terrible now.
For goodness sake, smarten up and put your cap on straight.
Oh, well, really, sir, it's always smart.
My cap is on straight. I've been burgled. Someone's pinched my peak.
Phillips, you haven't lost your peak. It's round the back.
Oh, sorry, pardon.
Now what's the matter?
I've twisted my neck.
I forgot to take my cap off before I pulled the peak round.
Ah, that's better. I can see now.
London, sir, have you noticed?
Noticed what?
There are many ships in the harbour.
Congratulations, Mr. Phillips. 10 out of 10 for observation. That is the reason we're both on the bridge at this unearthly hour.
What, to look at a lot of ships and out there?
Now you plot to find out where they've gone and why.
Yes, and that's what I want to know as well.
That's right, Chief.
A nice turn of phrase, sir, but hardly appropriate. In my considered, the sight of all them ships we can't see is highly omni-minima. Those brave men of war sailed silently out into the night to face some unknown peril. And this morning, not so much as a ruined boat has come back, which poses the unhappy question, what got them?
Oh, really?
History tells us, sir. History tells us no human enemy could split our hearts about in twain. So it must have been some dark intruder from outer space who's attacked our gallant lad. Probably some four-headed flying battleship with a little green captain and a bright blue crew.
Here,
and we're next.
I've never heard so much old nonsense in all my life.
How are you, Cap?
Well, here comes another lot.
Captain on the bridge, sir.
Am I really? Well, that's something, I suppose. I never usually find it, you know. Yeah, what's happened to that fat, ugly chap with the morning tea? He's jolly late. Either that or I've got up much to... I have got up much to, haven't I? Yeah.
Yes, sir, we all have.
Yeah. Woke you all up, did I? Sorry about that, Phillips, old man.
I mean, we all know you, don't we?
We do know you, don't we? Yes, you're the one who can't lose his beauty sleep without looking terrible by tea time. Time I was off, I suppose. I mean, there's not much point standing up here with nothing to look at, is there? When I first saw we were the only ship left, I wondered if I'd been given some sailing orders and forgotten to pass them on to... You thought that's what I'd done too, didn't you? Yes, indeed, yeah.
I take it you haven't any orders, sir?
No, not this time, old man. I even turned out all my pockets, you know. My word, what a mess, eh? Sweet papers, bits of string, teaspoon, 2 conkers, I think it was 2, a catalogue of corsets, 18 packets of lighter flint, 4 bent nails, and a leaky tube of thick, quick glue that had... Where all the stuff came from, I'll never know. Always going to, for that matter. I chucked the lot on my bed, and now they're stuck fast in my blanket. Everything under control, isn't it?
No, sir. It still isn't. I want to know where all those other ships have gone.
Do you really? Well, don't look at me. I haven't got them. Although, with my luck, it's 6 to 4 I signed for them. Well, there it is, then. If anyone wants me, I'll be in the... Well, don't bank on it. I'm bound to take the wrong turning. Well, good... Morning?
Is it? You're going to fool me. Well, Chip, off hand, I'd say all we learnt from that was where to get the sticky lighter flint on a piece of string wrapped up in a corset catalogue.
Oh, nasty.
You mark my words, in the middle of the night, a four-headed flying battleship swept down and wiped
off. Oh, do shut up. There's only one thing to do. We'll go over to Captain Povey's office and ask him what's happened. Is there anything for me to sign?
Good gracious, you're early this morning, sir. It's only 8:45.
Yes, don't waste time in small talk. I want to get the day's orders signed and be out of here before Troutbridge wakes up.
In that case, Captain Purvey, you should have been here at 5. Troutbridge has been a hive of activity since 6:30.
Oh, dear. Yeah, well, perhaps they won't have noticed what's happened.
Oh, they've noticed all right, sir. Hawkeye, Gladeye, and Eye-Eye have been here 3 times already.
Agree. Well, as long as they haven't found out why.
They haven't, sir, but they intend to.
Do they? Well, they won't from me.
But, sir.
Or from you.
But, sir.
As far as Troutbridge is concerned, this operation with the rest of the fleet is top secret. I forbid you to be the word of it to them.
But they'll miss everything.
Well, that's better than letting them hit everything. Which is why they're tied up at the dock, and they're going to remain there. Now, I haven't got time to argue anymore. I must get over to Gosport and meet the Admiral. If anything urgent comes up, you can signal us aboard Destroyer Macy.
Aye, sir.
Right.
I still think it's a
shame. I don't care what you think, Ben Chasen. This is an emergency.
Have you... The attack started? Oh, shut up.
Good morning, Captain Purvis.
Oh, blast. Good morning, Lieutenant Murray.
Good morning, Mr. Phillips.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, Chief Phillips. Good morning. Pertwee!
You don't know where he's gone.
I have him here, sir. He's hiding under my desk.
Yes, and he's not coming out until the peace treaty is signed.
Toby, come on out of there. Stop being such a cowdy-cowdy captain.
I'm sure Captain Toby has a perfectly simple explanation as to why we're the only ship left in the dockyard. You have, haven't you, Captain Toby, sir?
Oh, yes?
Yes, now, but excuse me, I must be off.
Hat-tatic, we're being abandoned. I told you, I've seen it happen all before. Our top brass is about to walk into his carefully camouflaged car and go and blend himself into an haystack 1,500 miles away.
Don't be ridiculous, sir. Captain Proby's hardly likely to go hiding in haystacks when he's wearing full dress uniform complete with ceremonial sword.
Oh, I don't know. Funnier things have happened in haystacks.
Your Honor, what it is. Honor, what it is. He's going to surrender. They always put the sprue to Sir Tom when they're going to surrender.
If you must know, I have a rendezvous with the Admiral. That is all you must know. Good day, gentlemen. And remember, in no circumstances are you to move Troutbridge out of this dockyard. You are to stay here until you receive further orders direct from this office.
Oh, come on, eh? Don't be shy, come on. Come on. Come to facto, come on. Let go, can't you? Come on, ain't you, brute?
Just a new monumental mess. Just what do you think you're doing there?
I'm doing what you said, Chief. I'm getting this inflatable life raft out of the locker. Except that I'm not, because it won't come.
Well, I'm not surprised the way you're trying to do it, you cat-handed clodhopper. Turn it round the other way.
Well, I can't see how that's going to help. Oh, yes, it is. Look, they put a little handle on to help Fatso pull it out. Shan't be a jiffy. Hey,
don't touch that.
Well.
Congratulations, Johnson. You've just fully inflated the life raft inside the locker. Well, you blew it up so you can let it down. Go on, get into the locker and find a valve to deflate it.
Don't be daft. How can I get in the locker that's all full up with inflated life raft?
That is entirely your problem, my son.
But supposing somebody sees me?
Don't worry, they'll never tell the difference. Go on, in you go.
No, thanks. I've got a better idea. It'll be much quicker. Hang on to your hat. There's going to be a draft. All gone.
Tell me, how did you do that so quick?
I slid it open with my penknife.
You great bloated bladder bolt. How is a craft like a raft going to float like a boat?
It won't. It'll sink in a drink.
Look, why don't you shut your gibbering giggle hole? Now, belt up and dump that load of limp life raft over the side.
Right, Ochi. Upsy-daisy, mind your heads, fishes. That's just come in handy from some quick little mermaid.
Oh, look, belt up. Look, have you done the rest of the jobs like I told you?
Yes, Chief.
Greased all the working parts on the davit for a quick getaway in the sea boat?
Yes, Chief.
Provisioned it with 3 months' supply and survival rations?
Yes, Chief.
Put a spare carton of matches beside the distress rocket.
Yes, Chief.
Phoned me up to Ebenezer and told him to stand by to follow Troutbridge wherever she goes and be ready to pick up Johns at the first hint of danger.
Yes, Chief.
Good lad. England can relax. But we should be safe.
Watch out, Johnsy boy. I've arrived.
If you see what I mean. It's a wonderful thing, Johnson, how the bond of family welds the Pertwees together in the hour of need.
Oi, Johnsy, I'm here. It's Nunky. Stick your head over the side, can't you? I'm down here in me
tongue. There's no denying, Johnson. Blood is thicker than water.
Watch it, Nunky, you old fool. You managed to get the team up, then?
Yeah, and it'll cost you a fiver for the start. From now on, it's £2.10 an hour, and an extra 20 nickel if I have to pull you out of the drink, in advance.
I thought you said blood was thicker than water.
Yeah, well, mine is, but his isn't.
You old profiteer.
Cheapskate.
Swindler.
Skinflint.
Try Twister.
Try
Twister. Try what? And tell your fat friend to keep his podgy nose out of family business.
Why don't you two pipe down? There are people trying to sleep here, you know.
And you can keep out of it at all.
Who came?
Your Matlow mate, who just stuck his head out the porthole.
Hey, where? What porthole? Oh, oh, yeah, that's number one.
Yes, Chief. Finish your family row elsewhere, because you were all trying to catch up in the sleep, you lobster.
Well, you've had that, unless you want to be caught napping.
What are you on about, you stupid old fool?
Oh, nothing much. Just that there's a dirty, big, shiny black limousine parking at your back door. And I don't think it's the milkman. Unless he just won the pool.
What? It's a joke. It's a joke. It's got to be a joke.
Who is it?
Well, sir, according to the flag on the tiny, tiny pool on the bonnet.
Well?
It's the sea lord, sir.
What?
Yeah, and he's got Wren chasing with him, sir. That's very loping.
Don't shut up. Bertie, quick, stand by the pipe and see all aboard. We'll be up on deck in a minute.
This way for Pendleton Barking. Commander Bell's cabin's just down here on the left.
I know. Sea lords have usually been on frigates before, number one.
Quite, sir.
Oh, hello, you chaps. Come on in. Don't mind the mess in here, will you? Just kick your way through the muck and find some chairs if you can. If you happen to stumble over a ceremonial sword on the way, you might let me know, though. I'm supposed to be wearing that. The bridge just buzzed me down and some blue-nosed, pompous old twit of a sea you got here, all right?
Commander Bell, this is Sir Pendleton Barking.
He's the sea lord.
Is he really? Well, it takes all sorts, I suppose. I suppose you haven't found my ceremonial sword yet, have you? No, well, there it is, then. Gone. I remember I used to open a tin of sardines, but after that it completely vanished, you know. Not that I ever expected to have to use got here, all right, as the Irish say. Good. Yes, well, sit yourself down, old man. I mean, old lord. Sir. You take that chair and I'll perch on me bunk. I wouldn't want anyone else to perch on it because they might sit in all that glue I spilled on the blanket when someone has sat in it, haven't they? Yes, I have. My word. What a mess, eh? Well, there it is, then. I'll have to go over to the workshop to get this lot off. That glue's got a 5-year guarantee, you know.
But you can't walk along the dock with a blanket stuck to your you just can't.
Oh, don't worry. I'll wrap it round myself, stick a feather in my hat. I think I'm a Red Indian. Gangway, everybody. Chief's sitting glue pots on his way for a refit. See you all later if you don't mind hanging on for 5 years. My word, that blowtorch is going to be hot.
Well, I must say it was very pleasant to nearly meet your captain.
You were jolly lucky, actually, sir. You saw him for longer than we usually do. Now, sir, which part of the ship would you like to inspect first?
What is the boy wonder talking about? This is not an inspection. This is an emergency.
Emergency? Emergency? Which service do you require, sir? Fire, ambulance, or police? He's been ear-holing again.
You doubt he did. Not today, Chief. Thank you.
But, sir, I must know what happened.
Just wait outside, Chief.
I reluctantly are, sir.
And shut the door, please. You were saying, sir?
Perhaps it'd be easier if I explained, sir. I'm sure Captain Tovey wouldn't mind if I broke his security orders in the circumstances.
Security order? What security order? What hush-hush about a sea lord reviewing the fleet, eh?
Reviewing the fleet? So that's where all the other ships have gone.
That's right. They've all anchored off Spithead and waiting for me to take a look at them.
Excuse me, Sir Pembleton, but if you're supposed to be reviewing the fleet at Spithead, what are you doing aboard Troutbridge tied up in Portsmouth Dockyard?
I wish I knew.
It appears that somebody at Whitehall dropped one again. Sir Pembleton Barking should be in Gosport with the Admiral and Captain Tovey aboard the destroyer Macy.
So naturally, with the help of the Ministry's usual blinding efficiency, I finish up here.
Oh, what a shame, sir. Now you're going to miss it all.
Mr. Phillips, how can he miss it? He is it.
Precisely. How can you have a review without a reviewer? Unless somebody steams up and down to take the salute, all those ships will be stuck out there until they get rusty.
So? Troutbridge is the only ship left here in Portsmouth. I suggested to Sir Templeton that you could take him out for the review.
Lummy, that'll make us the flagship. I say, gosh, won't Mater be proud?
Not
yes, she won't. There's a small snag. Captain Povey left strict instructions. We were not to move out of this dockyard without orders from his office.
Yes, I thought about that. But nobody could be more direct from Captain Povey's office than I am.
And I authorize you to put to sea at once.
Would you like to come up on the bridge with us, huh?
Well, I can't see to salute anything from down here, can I?
Oh, good. You won't be disappointed, sir. It's a jolly pretty view. You can see all the way.
And can I dabble my hand in the water as well?
Only if you've got an incredibly long arm. Oh, but sir, I'll let you have a bit of a steer, though, sir. Of course, I shall have to take a past the tricky bit.
The bridge, Mr. Phillips. Up on the bridge.
Clear away, gangplank.
Clear away, gangplank, sir.
Cast off forward.
Cast off forward, sir.
Cast off Archie.
Cast off Archie.
Ready when you are, Mr. Phillips.
Aye, aye, sir. Full ahead, both. Chief.
Full ahead, both, Bishop.
Left hand out of it.
Left hand out of
bit too much for the sound of it, sir.
Bridge here, number one speaking.
Engine room here, sir. Lieutenant Krieg speaking. We appear to have stopped down here, sir. I thought I'd inquire if you had up there.
We have.
Oh. I'm relieved to hear it. I mean, if the top half of the ship had kept going when the bottom half was stationary, it would have presented us with a very real problem, sir. Even bigger one than we've got now.
What's gone wrong, Mr. Queen?
Ah, well, now you're trying to pin me down, sir. I mean, according to the lad who understands the mechanical gubbins, or whatever they are down here, something appears to have wrapped itself around those fan things that are supposed to keep spinning around the back of the boat.
The propeller?
Well, it could well be called out here, sir. The name has a familiar ring to it. As I understand it, these fan thing bobs have all caught up with something that looks like a deflated life raft.
Permission to leave the bridge, sir. Forever.
Stand up, sir. What do you know about this?
Nothing, sir. No, nothing at all, sir. Besides, when I threw it over the side, it had a flaming great hole in it. It should have sunk. No.
Don't bother, Chief. I know the signs. You'll get done rotten later.
All right.
Why have you talked? It's not our fault, sir. We've got deflated life rafts wrapped round our, Oh, my foot.
Sorry, pardon, Mr. Phillips, sir. It's engine trouble, you see, Lordship, sir. One of the curses of the modern age, sir. Never happened when one was under sail, sir.
Morning, all. What's the matter this time? Got a flat battery?
Oh, how terribly hard.
I'll give you a tow to start if you like, but it'll cost you.
Nunky, you disreputable old goat. Why don't you go off out of it?
I'll beat you to it that time.
For which we're all extremely grateful.
You may be, Sir Lieutenant, but I'm not grateful about anything. Now get out of my way. You there? Bargee!
Bargee? The name's Ebenezer Pertwee, and if you want a water taxi, I'm for hire.
Can you take me out to the anchorage? Off the chain? I've got to reveal the fleet.
I don't see why not. Tits round the ship, £5 an hour. Up in.
Done! I'm coming down!
But, Sir Peppleton, you can't possibly review the fleet from that old junk heap.
I haven't any choice. Thanks to your birth, in a fish up there.
Well, it was hardly our fault, sir. Some clot dropped a deflated life raft over the... Oh, my other foot.
Never mind the excuses now. You can explain them to your flotilla commander. After he's read my report.
You know, sir... I've got the impression we've upset him.
It's always been your trouble, Mr. Phillips. You're far too sensitive.
Yes, I am a bit.
The Sea Lord's aboard Nunky's Tug now, sir.
Cheerio, you lot. See you aground somewhere. I'm off.
suppose our chance for a moment of glory.
Pardon? I mean, Lummy, what was that?
Probably our last disaster call of the day, sir. Look, it's the destroyer mic piece with the Admiral and Captain Poe aboard. He's coming into the harbour entrance at the rate of knots.
Yes, and on exactly the opposite course to the one Munchie's tug is going out on.
I say, chap. This is going to be quite a good race. And we're on the grandstand.
Munchie, you old fool, move over!
Bridge, number one speaking.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein, Captain. One sea lord in the drink, sir. The railings he was leaning on at the back end of that tatty tug were a bit rusty and they gave way, sir.
Right overboard, lower the boat. Good morning.
Lummy, how did that happen? We've never launched a sea boat as fast as that before.
Perhaps I can help you there. Ever since the chief had the screaming horrors over the unknown peril he reckoned was coming from outer space, he's had most of us practicing his desert the ship, we've got to save Perth, we boat drill all morning. At one point, he did it 2 seconds quicker than that.
Thank you, Goldstein. I think I understand everything now, including one partially sunk life raft.
I say, it's just frightfully exciting, isn't it? Pertwee's picked up the Sea Lord.
Well, thank goodness for that. I half expected him to row right past.
Well, I think it was all jolly efficient. Do you know, sir, once the Sea Lord dries out, I wouldn't be at all surprised if he doesn't give us the highly commended in his report.
I would, Mr. Phillips. I would.